before I joined you guys. Oh, I know. So my biggest fight before I joined this ragtag group of idiots, no offense, it was with Lord Wymer of the Barren Ways. See, I come from that area. I was about, I want to say 18-ish at the time. Basically, I wanted to prove that I could party with nobility. For some reason, I didn't think that my commoner manners would be that noticeable. Smart, right? Anyways, I snuck into the party with no problems. There was a bathroom, and the window was popped open, so it was super easy for me to climb through. I used disguise self, and I appeared completely different. For some reason, I thought it would be obvious I didn't belong at said party if I kept my tiefling form, so I transformed myself into some human royalty member, right? Puffy dark green dress, silver detailing, corset back. I gave myself this long blonde hair tumbling down my back and some fancy like half up, half down updo thing that I can't actually do. I made sure my human persona was stunning. Made sure my makeup was flawless and my shoes matched. I even brought a bag to steal some food for later. I was prepared. And when I left the bathroom, well, I fitted in. I looked every part of nobility. But my manners, on the other hand, let's just say it didn't go well from there. What happened? What happened was I got caught. It was all going so well at first. I mingled a bit. I was on my best behavior. I had a drink in my hand and a snack in the other, and I decided to go up to a group of nobles. They were gossiping about something or other when I showed up, and they didn't recognize me. They did what you normally do. They ask where you're from. Simple question, right? Yeah, I panicked and I said someplace that doesn't exist. They got suspicious. One of them reported me to one of the guards. Then said guard came up to me and took me to Lord Wymer's office. While I was in there, I figured, God, I was so stupid. But I figured I would hear him approaching and I started snooping around. It's a victimless crime as long as no one knows you're doing it, right? Yeah, well, I'm sure you can figure it out. I got caught. Again. Lord Wymer then yelled at me for about an hour. He was furious. Said he was going to make an example out of me. Know that? Yeah. For some reason, he thought he could make an example out of me. Like, come on. I might be dumb enough to get caught, but I'm not going to let you humiliate me. It was also at that exact moment I realized that nobility is just like you and me. They aren't better than us. The only difference is that they have money. If I were to find someone at a party I threw and I didn't like them, throwing them out and making an example out of them, that would be seen as tacky and rude. But because I snuck into a wealthy person's party as a poor person, he needs to make an example out of me because he felt disrespected. Oh, the rich are so easily offended. It's hilarious. Anyways, I was able to make an escape by heading to the bathroom, using disguised self on myself yet again, and walking out the front gate. Dumbass didn't even think to send a guard with me until I had already changed my appearance. I literally heard the door open and the guard passed right by me. You have any stories like that? I remember the one with Baron Blackwell. That was with this group, Bunny. It was actually my idea to try and sneak into the masquerade using masks, remember? It might have failed spectacularly, but you were absolutely glorious out on the battlefield. I was so proud of you during that fight. The way you took control. It was something I wasn't used to. It was a great look on you, though. Strong, brave, commanding. Those are words I never thought I would use to describe you. See, when it comes to you, I normally think of words like obedient and pliant, well-behaved, you know, more submissive terms. But during that bear and blackwell fight, you proved everything I thought about you wrong. And while that fight was amazing, what came after the fight was so much better, don't you agree? I saw that, Bunny. The way you're responding to me, trailing my fingers against you. And your own fingers. They moved a bit when I mentioned that night, huh? Yeah, I can see it. You're thinking about my spade-tipped tail again, aren't you? You can see it flicking behind us, just out of view shot. And you want to touch it, don't you? Go on, then. Touch it for me, Bunny. Ooh, you went right for the tip. Right for the most sensitive part. Oh yeah, just like that. That feels good, having you massage my tail like that. Oh, I love how you touch my tail, Bunny. Taking it delicately between two of your fingers and starting to stroke that soft, leathery surface. Yeah. Oh, that's it. You know you're being a bit distracting, right? We're supposed to be on watch. How are you going to play with my tail and still be on watch duty, huh? Do you think you can multitask? Really? Because I don't think you can. Aren't you worried about what Gwendolyn is going to say? She's the one who put us on first watch duty together while everyone else got some sleep. It's not often that you're this bold, Bunny. Normally you're the one telling me to calm down. Not that I mind this little twist of fate, no, no, no. I happen to enjoy a bit of risk-taking myself. I am curious, though. What's brought this on? Well, if you're just feeling a little bold, let me help you feel better. There we go, just scooching up right next to you. Now you don't have to reach so far to get to my tail. I know that's what you want to feel between your fingers. Absent-mindedly touching it, knowing exactly how flustered I'm going to get simply by sitting next to you. Ever since you learned just how sensitive my tail is, I don't know if you've noticed, but you've been prone to finding excuses to grab it, run your fingers along it, feel it. See, you're doing it now. I think you like having such an easy way of getting me excited. I think you like having a bit of control over me, only for it to be turned around. Only for me to take that power right back from you and use it to put you where you belong. Underneath me. Am I right, Bunny? Yeah. Sure. That's why if I start getting even closer to you, my body moving between your spread thighs, you act completely normal. And that's why, not that you're looking into my black eyes or anything, it's not like our mouths are only inches apart, no, no, no. There's barely anything separating us. And you're still not having a reaction, right? So if I kissed you, mm. had your fun for the past few months, playing with my tail, riling me up whenever you want. It's time I put a stop to that. Can't let my bunny go around thinking that they're the one in control now, can I? That's not good for you. Your actions have been left unchecked for quite a long time now. It's clear that you need a gentle reminder of who holds your leash and why manners are important. What's this I'm feeling? Does somebody want me just as badly as I want them? No, you can't hide that from me. Not with my tail stroking you. You want it inside you, don't you, bunny? Ever since the first time, you haven't been able to stop thinking about my tail fucking you, have you? Sure, we've had stolen moments. Quickies here and there, a few times I've gone down on you. And a few times you've gotten me off with your mouth as well. We haven't had the chance for this in God knows how long. But more importantly, I haven't gone to take you apart as you deserve. Let me guess. If I started to slide my tail inside you, I would find it wet already. Wouldn't I? Oh, that's no reason to feel shame. You prepared for this, didn't you? Oh, what a well-prepared slut. As soon as Gwendolyn said it was going to be the two of us on first watch, you went into your tiny hut and prepared so that you could be fucked like a slut again, didn't you? That's my bunny. You're too good to me. That's it. Oh, that's right. Let me inside you just like this. Oh, good, good. Oh, nice and slow. Relax. Oh, you're taking it so well. You've missed this, haven't you? Missed the feeling of my tail sliding inside you while you grip my horns? Oh, that's it. Oh, what a good bunny. Ripping your hole from my tail made it so easy for me to fuck you. A good slut is always prepared to be filled, aren't they? Yeah. So fucking good for me. That's it. I don't have to go nice and slow with you, do I? You want to be romanced like your royalty, but fucked like a cheap slut at the brothel. You can't get enough of how my tail feels inside you, can you? The spade tips stretching you even wider. The purple shaft against your skin. Oh, fuck. You should see yourself, bunny. You look like a proper slut. Taking my tail like this. Legs spread open and moaning. What, are you afraid to be loud? You don't want to be loud and have the rest of the party seeing you take it so eagerly from me? Oh, come on. It could be fun. Oh, I've always gotten the feeling that Klaus likes to watch, haven't you? He's so quiet and bookish. Oh, I bet he would just love to watch the two of us fucking. He could paint a pretty picture too, so that we wouldn't have to just rely on memories. We'd be able to see it. Oh, he looks so gorgeous spread out underneath me, taking my tail. The poetry class would be able to write about your lovely naked form. The beauty he'd be able to capture as you writhe underneath me. No inhibitions or shame painted across that irresistible face of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's only pleasure as you take my tail deeper inside you. Oh, it feels that good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. That's it. Taking it so well, making me so proud. It's been so long. I've forgotten how perfect you are for me. How amazing you feel wrapped around my tip. How easily your hole swallows it. Desperate just for me. Such a slut for it. If you thought you could take all 5 feet of my tail inside you, you would be begging for every inch of it, wouldn't you? Oh, that's it. There's that voice I love so much, admitting it. Admitting what an eager whore you are for my tail. Oh, I fucking love it so much. You might want to keep on the quiet side, though. Like I said earlier, you don't want to wake up anyone else. You're going to want to keep quiet. That is, if you don't want to give it up to them, too. You're so much of a slut, you would probably like it. You would prefer to be our group's personal fuck bunny than to be an adventurer, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. It would suit you better. Being an adventurer is way too dangerous, and you just look so fucking good when you're being fucked. Making the lewdest noises and the prettiest faces as you take my tail like you were designed for it. Like this is your hole's only fucking job. Yeah. Why don't you start touching yourself while you take me? Come on, bunny. Touch yourself for me. Show me how you like it. I want to watch you while you take my tail. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, so good for me, slut. Yeah, keep playing with yourself while I fuck you just like the eager little thing you are. Getting my tail inside you has been your only priority for the past few months, hasn't it? All of our fights are simply ways for you to get in my pants. You wanted to feel my strong arms in your grasp. Well, you spread those slutty legs for me and let me fill you up. Oh, you can't help it but keep your legs spread when I'm around. You always want to take it. You always want me to take whatever I want from your lewd fucking body. Oh, yeah, just like that, bunny. Work my tail for me. Use those fucking hips of yours. Come on, I know you want to make me come. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah, that's it. Making me feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah, you're doing your job so fucking well. Taking it so seriously. Even if it is only being fucked, this is where you excel at, bunny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Look at you, so well behaved underneath me. My spade tip tail moving inside you, filling you impulsively full. You didn't even know that you could feel like this, huh? You weren't even sure your hole could be stretched like this, and yet here we are. Oh, fuck the way it moves inside you. Rippling, flicking, thrusting. Oh, there's so much you're feeling inside you. So much you're feeling outside of you. The pleasure from your own hand is being drowned out, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is. Such a slut for my tail, bunny. Oh, fuck yes. What am I gonna do with you? Have you tried to use your hands to fuck yourself and they just couldn't compare to how well I was using my tail against you? Did your hands not fill you up like my tail? What a pathetic attempt on your part, bunny. Just couldn't compete with a tiefling's touch, huh? That's okay. You don't have to, not anymore. I'm gonna make you come, bunny. You've been so good the past few months, waiting patiently for the next time, waiting patiently for your turn. Oh, you wanted your insides to match my tail, didn't you? Oh, fuck. You've just been waiting for my tail to claim you again, to fuck you again. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Taking it like such a good whore. You're being so good. Yeah, and this is the kind of treatment that I would have to pay good money for if I didn't have someone so goddamn willing to be an eager hole for my tail. Yeah. It just feels so fucking good, doesn't it? That's my adorable little bunny trying so hard to be quiet, trying to keep the fact that they're a slut a secret from the rest of the group. You think they're all asleep? Think they fell asleep to the sound of my tail fucking you as you moaned like a bitch in heat? I'm not even sure they'd be able to sleep with all the noise the two of us are making, with the way you're moaning, with the way you're making me fucking feel. Fuck. Oh, I'm sure Esmeralda knows what's going on. She's always been the most observant in our little group. I'm sure she's seen us sneak away. As soon as we were assigned first watch together, she probably smirked her herself. She knew what we were going to be doing. We weren't going to be doing much watching. No, we were just going to be fucking again and again. It's not like you would be able to hide your want from me for very long. You opened yourself up in preparation for this, after all. Do you think they would change how they view you if they knew how you spread your legs for me? Would they think any less of you if they knew what a slut you were for some tiefling tail inside your hole? Yeah, I bet they would. They would probably want a chance at you too. They'd want to know how your hole feels. They'd want to know how to make you make all of these fucking noises. After all, keeping a slutty bunny like yourself around is good for morale. Boosts everyone's mood if they have someone to take their stress out with. Fuck. You wouldn't even need to fight anymore. You would wear a collar with her logo on it and just be a willing hole. That's what you would be best at. No more fighting or getting injured, none of that. Too precious for that. Imagining it now. I would love to be able to slide my tail inside you and fuck you whenever I felt like it. Not having to wait or sneak away and hide it all. Fuck. Hearing your moans and watching your pretty face as you come all over again for the umpteenth time that day. You fuck. I'm getting so fucking close thinking about having you as a freeze, bunny. But I can't help myself. Oh, you look so fucking good impaled on my tail. You take that purple shaft so fucking well. Like you were made for it, like this is the only purpose you have. And the way the spade, it just stretches you even wider. I wasn't even sure that was possible, but that must be a testament to how good of a job you did prepping yourself for this evening, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking close. I'm gonna do your job and make me come, sluts. I bet you can do it. Oh, Come on, do the one thing you're good for, bunny. Use that slutty hole of yours and make me come. Yeah, taking every inch that I give you like it's your entire life's purpose, like it's the only thing that's of any value to you that matters. Stroking yourself just like I told you. You're so good at being fucked, bunny. I'm so fucking close. How are you feeling, bunny? I feel good too. Like a weight that's been lifted. It felt good to be able to properly get some stress relief after all these weeks and months. And it was a lot better than the quickies and tavern closets we've been getting a lot of as of late. Take a look at camp. Look, everyone's still asleep. I think I can actually hear Tabitha snoring. Our secret is safe for another day. No one's going to find out what an adorable little slut you are for my tail, bunny. It's just so easy to slide back into kissing you. But go on, come on. We gotta. Okay. We gotta stop doing that. We can't keep kissing like this. We actually have to get back to watch for real. If an owlbear comes and attacks camp or steals food, I don't want to be the one to blame, so we actually have to get back to watching, okay? No, okay, maybe just one more kiss. Okay. Okay, for real. Okay, now for real, we have to get back to watch.